Well, the earnings are continuing to roll in, and we're also keeping an eye on Uber results. Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferre is standing by with those. Inez.
And Emily, it's a beat for Uber on fourth quarter revenue coming in at $5.78 billion. The street was estimating $5.35 billion. Gross bookings came in at $25.9 billion. That's up 51% year over year at the high end of the guidance range, according to the company. Also, net income of $892 million, including $1.4 billion net benefit related to Uber's equity investments. Taking a look at delivery bookings, those came in at $13.44 billion, that revenue. The estimate was for $13.62 billion. Uber sees first quarter gross bookings coming in at anywhere between $25 billion and $26 billion. The estimate was for $27.25 billion. And taking a look at some commentary from Dara Khosrowshahi, the CEO of Uber, he said, our results demonstrate just how far we've come since the beginning of the pandemic. In Q4, more consumers were active on our platform than ever before. Delivery reached adjusted EBITDA profitability and mobility gross bookings approached pre-pandemic levels. While the Omicron variant began to impact our business in late December, mobility is already starting to bounce back with gross bookings up 25% month on month in the most recent week. And that's what investors were also going to keep an eye on, was how the Omicron variant would impact results this quarter also, and also taking a look at driver supply. So any commentary in the earnings call about driver supply is what investors will be keeping an eye on. Right now, we're looking at shares that are up in after hours.
Yeah, remarkable. Even at this level, shares still in kind of that same ballpark that they were when the company first went public, even with this move higher in after hours. We're continuing to track to see how this move continues to perspire into their earnings call as well. Our own Inez Ferre breaking down the Uber results for us.